All right, I'm sorry, but can somebody tell me what the hell is going on at the White House? And can somebody tell me why I woke up to a video that had the caption, Republican says he's, quote, lost respect in Trump after his six-month-old grandson was uninvited from White House picnic. I'm not laughing because it's funny. It's just so absurd and a little bit funny that Senator Rand Paul helped Donald Trump consolidate power only to become the prime example of being a leopard having his face eaten by his own party. Because Trump takes these petty retaliatory moves after Senator Rand Paul says, hey, I don't want to vote for a big, ugly bill that will add $5 trillion to the deficit. I don't want to vote for a big, ugly bill that will strip Medicaid away from tens of millions of vulnerable Americans. There are a lot of problems with the bill. There are a lot of provisions hidden within the bill that we can talk about. But Senator Rand Paul is one of the few Republicans who's holding the line against Trump. So Trump does this petty retaliation, and then Trump ends up extending the picnic invite. But I want to show you what Senator Rand Paul says. Before we jump into this clip, let me just point out there's still a lot of very serious stuff going on. I know this is all funny and petty, but as we do this, there's a peace deal falling through. We could talk about Israel and Gaza. Trump tried to broker a ceasefire in his first week. It immediately fell through. We can talk about Russia and Ukraine. Trump has only emboldened Russia and its conquest against Ukraine, but Ukraine has held the ground and persisted without the help of us. I wish we would help more. Trump is being weak on the global stage, even India and Pakistan. We can talk about that. They broke out in a war. Trump brokered a ceasefire. The ceasefire went nowhere. We can talk about the trade deals falling through domestically, or the trade deals falling through internationally, while domestically this deal falls through. The point is, while a lot of this is fun, like Rand Paul and his six-month-old grandson getting uninvited from the White House picnic, it's not fun for many of the most vulnerable populations, people on Medicaid, people who rely on SNAP benefits. So while we watch this video, just remember that. And make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We're trying to hit 1.5 million on the Mockler channel. I'm incredibly grateful for everyone who clicks on the Adam Mockler channel every single day. Love you all. Let's check this out.
My son and daughter-in-law and grandson are coming up because we were going to the White House picnic. But I've just been told that I've been uninvited from the picnic. I think I'm the first senator in the history of the United States to be uninvited to the White House picnic. The White House is owned by the taxpayers. We all are members of it. Every Democrat will be invited. Every Republican will be invited, but I will be the only one disallowed to come on the grounds of the White House. I just find this incredibly petty. I mean, I have been, I think, nothing but polite to the president. I have been an intellectual opponent, a public policy opponent, and he's chosen now to uninvite me from the picnic.
Wow. Who would have known Donald Trump to be petty and vindictive and I'm so sorry. Senator Rand Paul, this is an intelligent guy. Like, I've heard him talk about policy. He is an intelligent guy, but he seems to be in this weird semi-MAGA world where he has blinders on about who Trump is.
And to say my grandson can't come to the picnic, the level of immaturity is beyond words. I've been here long enough that if anybody has ever followed me, I've been a critic of Obama, I've been a critic of Biden, I've been a critic of the previous Trump, but always in a reasonable fashion along policy. And
that's your mistake, Senator Rand Paul. You cannot reason somebody out of a position they did not reason themselves into in the first place. Donald Trump doesn't work on reason. Therefore, you can't use reason to dismantle him. Donald Trump works on this weird authoritarian instinct. When it comes to tariffs, Donald Trump works off this ideology he's held since the 80s that tariffing every country will work because a trade deficit is inherently bad, when it's not. Donald Trump doesn't care about reason, so you're not going to have a rational debate. And the fact that Rand Paul didn't know that Trump was all petty or immature makes me question his intelligence.
So they've decided they wanted to declare war on my family and exclude us from the White House. And I just think it's incredibly petty. And I hope someone will ask them some questions about how they've decided it's just incredibly petty. And it shows that, look, I'm arguing from a true belief and worry that our country is mired in debt and getting worse. And they choose to react.
Okay, then after this, we got an article that read, Trump extends picnic invite to Rand Paul after a senator said, petty White House rescinded offer. Lord have mercy. President Trump said Republican Senator Rand Paul and his family are actually welcome to attend the annual congressional picnic at the White House, reversing course after Paul said the incredibly petty White House rescinded his invitation over his opposition to the GOP-packed budget bill. This is Trump's problem. He cannot separate politics from personal vindictiveness and pettiness. He cannot separate name-calling from the political arena. He cannot separate weaponizing these institutions to target people, and that is where the problem lies with Donald Trump. There are a lot of problems with Donald Trump, but one of the core problems is the fact that he's so personally egotistical and doesn't have these reality tests or these walls around him that allow him to be grounded. He has nothing to push back against, so he's just floating in this weird egotistical ether, and he operates on vindictiveness and pettiness. When it comes to Senator Rand Paul, he literally banned him and his six-month-old grandson and his entire family from ever going to the White House picnic, and then, you know, rescinded that ban, which is very, very odd. This reads, the president is scheduled to host members of Congress from both parties and their families Thursday, an annual tradition that takes place on the South Lawn. So he was going to have Democrats, but he rescinded the invitation for Rand Paul because he thought that he was going to use some sort of pressure or public intimidation, or Rand Paul was going to be like, shit, I wanted to go to this picnic so bad that I'm going to abandon my beliefs about the U.S. debt. What? I'm pretty sure Rand Paul, say what you want about him, he's a true believer that the U.S. debt is growing too quickly, and that's why he's, you know, staking so much on it. Quote, I think I'm the first senator in the history of the United States to be uninvited to the White House picnic, Paul told reporters. Every Democrat will be invited. Every Republican will be invited. But I will be the only one disallowed to come on the grounds of the White House. Paul said he had planned to bring his wife, son, daughter-in-law, and six-month-old grandson to the event, but learned that they were no longer invited when he went to claim their tickets. Quote, I just find this incredibly petty, he said. Mr. Trump responded on Thursday, writing on Truth Social that Senator Rand Paul would be invited after all. Quote, of course Senator Rand Paul and his beautiful wife and family are invited to the big White House party tonight. He's the toughest vote in the history of the U.S. Senate, but why wouldn't he be? Besides, it gives me more time to get his vote on the great, big, beautiful bill, one of the greatest and most important pieces of legislation ever put before our senators and congressmen slash women. It will help to make America great again. I look forward to seeing Rand. The party will be great. Trump always chickens out. Comment it right now. Trump always chickens out. He literally rescinded the invitation, said Rand Paul can't go, then rescinded the objection to Rand Paul going, which is absolutely bonkers and just shows that this president doesn't know what he's doing. The senator accused the White House of running a paid influencer campaign against him on social media in recent weeks as he's expressed his dissatisfaction with the legislation and said Republicans will be to blame for the debt levels. Quote, I'm arguing from a true belief, hey, that's what I said, and worry that our country is mired in debt and getting worse. I think he actually believes that. I don't think he's going against MAGA just for shits and gigs. Paul said this behavior shows they don't care about my vote at all, and I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate these pro-democracy videos where we cover the stories, but also make sure we talk about the bill, the consequences of everything, as we did at the beginning of the video, make sure you help boost it. Subscribe. I love you all. I'm incredibly grateful, eternally grateful. See you. Peace out.